Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1358, recorded March 24th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick. If everyone is now ready, we may begin the program. Please bring in the singers and let's begin. Apparently nobody's ready. Oh, there they are. Oh, my God.
Woo.
Woo. Somebody asked, why does Leo sit on a ball? That's why. So I can bounce on it. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how are you?
Who's the bear?
Oh, the bear is from, he's Sitting Polar Bear Puppet from
Sitting
Folk Manus. He's a cutie. He's a cutie doll.
This isn't a gadget? This is something you're showing us?
No. This is just something that sits at the side here and...
Cool.
Laughs at all my jokes, so he stays.
Quietly.
Yeah, quietly.
He's
never a sound, so it's perfect. It works out perfectly.
This is right. He's laughing on the inside.
Yeah.
Hey, exactly. How was your... Now, I understand it was a very warm week in New York.
Oh, Leo, the cherry blossoms are out.
Oh.
It is bizarre. It was 80 degrees. Today, it's only like 70. Tuesday, it was like 77.
What? 80 degrees?
The restaurant at the marina opened like 5 weeks early. They opened on St. Patrick's Day. Normally, they open May 1st.
Wow. Well, I hope it stays warm.
Boy, I hope so, too. But it is pretty. It's almost a little scary.
I did see, though, that this is, I think, the warmest winter, one of the three warmest winters in recorded history, something like that.
Yes. There was. I was watching World News Now. On ABC.
A good show. A very good show.
There was one day where 2,000 new high temperature settings for different areas were set.
Wow.
I know. It's almost to the point where it's getting a little scary.
Yeah. Well, as long as the ice cap doesn't melt, we're all right.
Yeah, that's doing good, isn't it? Is there any ice cap left?
No. You know, I would worry a little bit. How much above sea level is your apartment?
3 feet.
Oh, boy.
No. I'm safe because when I walk to my boat, it's downhill.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you're at least 5 feet.
The only thing that could happen is my boat would be outside my front door.
Yeah.
Even more.
It will move the marina closer, and that's a good thing.
Yeah,
nothing to complain about. No, I heard somewhere that Manhattan would be underwater if the ice cap fully melted.
They're talking about like the first 2 miles downtown Manhattan will be underwater.
But you're uptown, and that means you're safe.
I'm safe.
Actually,
I have a scuba mask.
If I were you, I'd buy some property.
Where? Further uptown?
Yeah. Or? Yeah, somewhere.
I'm pretty high up.
No, I'm just
worried.
Saying, if you buy property, it'll be waterfront property before long.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're an uptown guy.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm an uptown kind of guy.
So, hello, how are you? Good to see you. Glad it's warmed up a little bit there. I'm feeling pretty good here myself, and you'll see why a little bit later on when we do the Turn the Table Turkey. I am very excited. This isn't exactly a high-tech gadget, but something anybody who's into high-tech will be very interested in, I think. Anyway, I spent a lot of money on it, and it came this morning, and I could not stop using it. So I think you'll really like it.
Okay. I'll be here. Just get out while the
game's good. Yeah, maybe. Let's start with your first gadget before we get too far.
Okay, first gadget is from Nest, and it's the Nest Learning.
You didn't get one of these. I am so jealous.
Oh, Leo, I had one because I showed on ABC and I sent it right back.
Yes, because you can't get them.
Well, you know what? They got another supply of them in, but since I live in an apartment, I have no use for it.
Oh.
But obviously, you know, but yeah. First of all, I didn't realize why it looks so good. It turns out, I was told, it was designed by the team that designed the first iPod.
Yes.
So this is a stainless steel bezel. It's a thermostat that lights up. You push on the center to get into menus. It's called a learning thermostat because it replaces your current programmable thermostat. And according to Nest, a survey showed that 90% of people who bought programmable thermostats don't use them because they're too lazy or they don't understand how to program.
Yeah, so I would say lazy. They're hard to. I have a programmable thermostat, and I just turn it on when it's cold and turn it off when it, you know. I mean, I don't. To turn on, you know, the day and time and day. But that's too much work. It's too complicated. It's not easy.
Okay. Right. Well, the first week, all you do is go, oh, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm that and that. Meanwhile, the thermostat is keeping track of all the times you're doing this and at what temperature you like it. And it starts building its own database based on how you're using this thermostat.
So it's smart.
It's smart. Not only that, it has an activity monitor behind the face. And if it doesn't see people going by for a period of time, it says, I don't think there's anybody here. I'm going to lower the temperature a little bit. And
that's brilliant.
If you readjust it, it says, okay, well, that we know that people go by every 3 hours or so. Oh, I see you running a little
video. I'm
going
to run the video. That's, yeah. I'm not playing the banjo. This is the Nest video.
Okay. So, you know, it's... According to them, and I looked on the internet, most people who would do it yourself could install it in about 30 minutes to an hour. I believe Best Buy is going to be carrying it, and they will install it. I think the woman said they would install it for $100 or maybe it was $125 if you're not familiar with it. But yes, the face turns red if you're going into heating. There's a little green leaf that appears at the bottom if you're going into an economy mode. It's really great looking. I'm sorry I sent it back. I should have just sent it to you.
Oh, I would have killed for this.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You know what? I will tell the people at Nest that you would like to try one.
I don't mind buying it. I was going to buy it. I really wanted to.
Yeah. No, the amazing thing is they're in such short supply.
Yeah, they've been sold out for ages.
They're $250 at Nest, but on eBay and places like that, they're $400. Because people who bought them are just saying, hey, we can just resell these at a hefty profit till Nest gets them in. But I believe the woman at Nest said they were going to try and have them back in stock by the time the ABC News thing ran, which was Wednesday. So hopefully their store is open again and they have some. And they're at Nest.com. But it sure is good looking and, you know, it just... glides beautifully when you turn it, and the backlighting is awesome. It's a neat thing.
It looks so well made. Oh gosh! Well, I've held one. I think we saw it at LeWeb, but you cannot get them. So that's neat. The Nest, and you know, if not everybody has a thermostat that's compatible, but they have a little
diagram on the website that tells you what you know what it should look like, and so you can figure
right,
it out.
Exactly. And they have a compatibility. Yeah, they have a big compatibility page.
Yeah,
too,
so yeah. So you can figure it all out. And I don't think it. I don't think it's that complicated. Basically, you're wiring it in, and you already probably have the thermostat there. So I bet you it's not so complicated. Anyway,
just
neat.
The wires alone.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Oh, I've wanted to play with one of these for a while, but you didn't get to use it, really.
No, I did not.
You have nothing to control.
I have. Everything in my life is out of control, and I have no way to stop it.
I didn't think of that, but yeah, I guess in an apartment. Well, some apartments you have your own thermostat, but sometimes but yours is controlled by the super.
Exactly. Yeah. However, I know how to run down. If I'm cold, I know how to run down the cellar and turn it up.
You do.
I do. Oh. I also save the landlord a lot of money because the timer doesn't work really well. And sometimes it'll be like during the winter, it just goes, oh, it's winter. I guess we should give them steam for 8 more hours. So I run down the cellar and I shut it off. I click it to make hot water only. And this does several things. Saves the landlord money. It's better for the environment that we're not burning fuel when we don't need it.
Well, that's good. So, you're a good person. Yeah. You're a good person, Dick DiBartolo.
Thank you. All right. Can I get that in writing?
Yes. Yes, I'll tell your landlord, just in case. All right. That's Gadget 1, the Nest Learning Thermostat, which someday everyone will have a Nest in their nest.
Yes, they will.
And
okay,
your
the second is video of the week. I'll just give you a little background. This was something Sarah and I showed when we did the live coverage from Showstoppers at CES. And about 2 weeks later, the company said, you know, you watched us use it for 2 minutes. You want to try one for yourself? And I said, I do. And I made this video.
And here we go.
Dick DiBartolo, man's maddest writer, and the Giz Whiz with this week's weekly daily Giz Whiz video. You know, out in Vegas, Sarah Lane and I did a weekly daily Giz Whiz show at CES at Showstoppers, and we showed the Swingline Stack and Shredder. And a couple of weeks after that show, the people from Swingline said, you know, you only got to see us throw some papers in it. Would you like to actually do a hands-on test yourself? And I said, yes, I like to shred things. So this is it. This is the littlest model. This is the Swingline Stack and Shred 60 Sheet Shredder. Okay. And up on top are all the things, let's see, no hair, no ties, no, I don't know, no pizza, no barbed wire, don't stick children in there, up to 5 sheets. You can leave staples in, you can use paper clips, you can grind up credit cards, no nuclear waste, and no seltzer bottles. And no genies in a bottle. So that's the oil symbol. So don't oil it. Now you can use it as like a regular shredder. I'll show you how that works here. So I just have some old Twit bills here that I'm just going to shred. So you put it in the regular way, and we can just, shred stuff like that. And that. And it just takes in a bunch of papers at one time. So that's pretty much the way a regular shredder works. We'll wait till that finishes. But the neat thing about this is the stack and shred part. So you can take up to 60 sheets of paper, then you open this, and you put them here. I'm hoping you put them here. I didn't look in the book. And then we close
it. Where else would it be?
And hope for the best. Oh, can you hear it?
It's doing it.
It's pulling papers in.
I
don't know. You're probably not going
to
be able to see in here. Oh, my word.
Oh, look at that.
I don't think you can.
It's snowing.
Wait a minute. Ta-da.
It's the only snow you got all year.
Don't you love it when you have a million flashlights?
Exactly.
Can you see the... pulling in the paper. You can't see it pulling in papers, but you might be able to see the shredding, the paper coming down. So that's pretty nifty. So it can do up to 60 sheets. Basically, you close the cover, you go about your work, and when it's done shredding it, it shuts itself off.
And
list
no
price
more
is
bills
about
to
$300, but it sells for a lot less. At Staples a couple weeks ago, it was on sale for $129. So it's really nice. Swing line, stack and shred. As I said, this is the littlest model, and they make them 80, 100. I even think they make an industrial 500 sheet shredder. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I don't know when it's going to be finished. Oh, it did. Here's one more thing. I'm going to put down the main chute because it has a paper clip. Ta-da!
Oh, no.
Goodbye, paper clip.
Wow.
I heard it. That was it. I love shredding.
Can you put CDs in there?
Steve Bartola, Maz Matters, try to end the GizWiz with this week's weekly daily GizWiz video shredding experience. Bye.
No DVDs. You can do credit cards, paper clips, and staples.
I like credit cards. That's good.
Yeah. Credit cards is very good.
Yeah, because I'm always cutting them up or tearing them up, and I don't want to do that, you know.
I have boxes of old credit card statements that I want to get rid of, but I don't have time to sit there. And since I got this thing, you can put in, as I said, 60 sheets. I just took like a year's American Express statements from 2004 and put them in there and closed the door and went and got coffee. And when I came back, they were ground up and it had shut off. So it's really great.
Yeah. Very good. And it's cross-cut. I noticed it said on the box.
It's cross-cut.
That's what you want, because just the straight up and down shredders are too easy to reassemble, but cross-cut, it's harder to reassemble. And will it shred the staples? Staples and paper clips.
Yes, you can leave staples in it and paper clips.
That's nice, because even if you try to remember, sometimes stuff doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
Bermont in our chat room says, it's Bernie Madoff approved.
No, but he had nothing to shred. There was no paper.
There was no paper.
There was no stock certificates. What are you kidding?
Before we get to our third gadget and our turn the table turkey, I want to mention our friends at Netflix. I don't think I need to say much. Everybody knows how great Netflix is. Watched it last night. I bring up Netflix on my TV every evening just to see what's new. And there's always something new. You know, Sunday, Mad Men comes back to the television. I'm very excited. Yes. Perhaps, though, you haven't seen the first four seasons. This is a great way to do your Mad Men catch-up. All of the Mad Men episodes are available on Netflix, so you can catch up with the previous seasons. That's one of the reasons I use it. I love Netflix for watching TV shows.
I watched every season of Mad Men.
Isn't that
on
a
Netflix?
Great show? Oh, I just love
great.
It.
Great.
Well, now
and also, it's great because you can watch them all in a row, and it's not like you don't have to wait a week.
Yeah.
You can just do an episode every night.
Yeah. It's fantastic. TV shows, movies. Look, here's a Marilyn Monroe. I watched How to Marry a Millionaire. So I'm getting like the, oh my goodness, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Monkey Business, 7 Year Itch, There's No Business Like Show Business. Now we're going to Doris Day, The Pajama Game, and Spencer Tracy, Elizabeth Taylor, Father's Little Dividend, and then Don't Bother to Knock. Well, I didn't see that one. Richard Widmark, Marilyn Monroe. Ooh, this sounds good. Three Guys Named Mike, How to Murder Your Wife. Jack Lemmon and Verna Lisi. I love the classic stuff. I mean, that's really, for me, a lot of fun. Such a great selection. And new movies, too. It's not the latest movies often, but enough so that there's plenty to watch at any time. I'm just a big fan. And here's the best part. $7.99 a month, and it plays back on almost everything. I've got Netflix on my Apple TV, on my Google TV from Logitech. I've got it on my Blu-ray player. Many TVs now. Of course, I've got it on the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, and the Nintendo Wii. I could watch Netflix three different ways. Oh, my iPad, my iPhone, and my Android phone, too. I watch Netflix all the time. You will, too. Try it today. If you haven't tried it before, go to Netflix.com/twit for a free month. If you have it, please tell your friends. Netflix.com/twit. And now we continue on with your third gadget, my friend.
My third gadget is probably only the second time in 7 years I've talked about an app. I don't know if you know about this app. Allison Gervin, who is senior producer at World News Now, said, check out apps for people to save money on gas.
Oh,
so I don't drive,
right?
But I take a lot of cabs. And when I went to Sedona, there were a limo each way. So I started asking professional drivers if they used an app and which one did they use. The most given answer of everybody I asked is, there's an app that will tell me where to buy cheap gas. That was the most given answer.
I didn't even know. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the people who used an app called Gas Buddy. So Gas Buddy's pretty nifty. It's available for iPhones and Android. And you can either put in your zip code, your location, or just say gas near where I am and let the GPS tell Gas Buddy. And then it'll bring up all the local service stations and how much the gas is.
Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is the gas prices are provided by people who use the app.
Oh.
You earn points for sending in the gas price of where you just passed or bought gas. And then every week they give away gift certificates to buy more gas. I think they give away $250 gift certificates. The only complaint I heard from one driver was that it will tell you, like in Manhattan, the day I looked it up, gas in Manhattan was $4.50. And it said a mile and a half away, gas is 70 cents cheaper.
Wow.
In New Jersey.
Right.
But it was doing it by as the crow flies, because New Jersey is, it's a mile and a half if you can
across
drive
the
across
river.
The Hudson River.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. But it does let you, also you can hit another key where it will plot the gas stations on a map, and then you'll be able to see exactly how roundabout the route is. It's ad-driven, but the ads are like a half inch high, a little bar, either at the top or the bottom of the screen. And the same thing happened after I did the show. One of the stagehands comes over and said, what's the name of that app? I need that app.
That's
I'm spending
good sign.
Too much money on gas.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Stagehands are a perfect.
They're the audience.
They're a great audience. And as you and I both know, when you bring gadgets, the stagehands are around that table all the time.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is. It is a magnet for people who like technology.
I would always judge whether I was on track on the screensavers by how the camera operator. We didn't have stagehands exactly, but how the camera operators, the sound guys, if they were getting excited, then I knew I was onto something.
Yeah, no,
it's true. When you do live with Kelly, those guys they swarm. But they're union. They got nothing else to do. They're just sitting around.
That's right. Right. I always demand a non-swarming clause in my contract.
They buzz. They swarm. They can't get
also,
rid of them.
Also, if you're on the show a lot or if you're friendly, they like to play tricks.
Oh, they haven't done that. I guess I'm mean.
Oh yeah.
Like what?
I was showing a bunch of computer gadgets, and I had several laptops. And the laptops were facing, I had the lids mostly down, not so they were locked, but just facing down. I would turn it up so I could see it and then turn it to the audience. And I turned up the middle thing and it said, this computer is a piece of crap.
Was that on the air?
Very funny. No, I saw it before I turned
goodness.
The computer.
Oh,
and I said, oh, and this
funny.
Computer went to sleep. Hang on a second. Let me.
Oh, boy.
So I just changed apps and brought up a different app.
That's
and
pretty
it
funny.
Around.
That's pretty funny.
And afterwards I said, hey, guys. They said, oh, we didn't erase that. Oh, Dick, we're so sorry.
We
thought you'd catch it. But anyway, so there at gasbuddy.com, you can read about it. And as I said, you can get it on iOS devices and Android.
All right. It is now, I believe, your turn to introduce moi. Yeah. And before we play it, we have to thank a little Georgie Wood.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Well, let me thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, George.
Let me thank George. George, thank you. Okay, now you can do it. No, George redid our Turn the Table Turkey jingle because it used to say Turn the Table Tuesday.
And we used to have to time it to try to shout over it. And,
turkey, and so. Turkey, turkey. So now we don't have to anymore. He's recorded it anew, afresh, and with much style. It may sound a little different because I don't think George did the original Turn the Table Turkey. I think it was Paul Minshall.
Oh.
So the singing might sound a little bit different. George is from England. You might notice the difference. But go ahead, introduce me, and then I'll play the jingle.
I will. One day a week. Today's going to be a little bit different because this man is drunk. And it's a great gadget. I'm not going to go up against him and say something funny about it because he will punch me out because he's drunk. So here he is with his Turn the Table Tuesday, Leo.
Turkey. It's a turkey. I think George might be from up north a little bit. It has a little Mancusian or Liverpudlian sound to it. I love that.
Oh, yeah, Liverpudlian. Yeah. I had that for lunch. That is delicious.
Just the wonderful. Did you get it with the raisins? Because that's
I normally don't like liver.
No.
I think the putty.
It's the putty.
I ask for more putty.
The putty is so good. All right. Now, you have done a coffee gadget. In fact, I am eternally grateful to you for the Arabee AeroPress, we've bought maybe a dozen of them to give away. We have two or three
here in the studio. You know, you can reuse them. They're not like a one-time thing.
I've gone through hundreds,
I think that's part of your problem.
Hundreds of filters. I love the Arabee AeroPress for making coffee. But now that I've gotten the basics on coffee generation down, I'm starting to explore the new kind, the vacuum created cold brewed coffee. Do you know about cold brewed coffee?
No.
So apparently, in fact, I'll be doing another gadget called the Toddy a little bit down the road. I've ordered this as well. Apparently, you know, normally what you do, the way you brew coffee, it's always pretty much the same. You grind up the beans to a certain fineness, depending on the device, and you force or drip hot, boiling hot water through it to extract the caffeine, the flavor, the oils, the acids from the bean, then you have a fine brewed cup of coffee. But it turns out that hot water extraction pulls out more of the acids than cold extraction. It's just more difficult to do cold extraction. So this fella here, his name I have his name right here, George Broughton, I think. He calls himself Herr Director of the Funranium Labs. He is a radiation...
Funranium.
Well, he's a radiation specialist at Lawrence Berkeley Labs in Berkeley here. And as a side venture, he creates a cold extracted coffee that he calls the Black Blood of the Earth.
Oh.
Now,
that's what you've been drinking.
That's what I'm drunk on, baby. That's what I'm drunk on. The BBOTE. So, Mr. Broughton here, he calls himself Herr Director. We talked about, Phil Broughton is his name, we talked about it on Mac Break Weekly last Tuesday. Rich Siegel, who is one of his customers, brought it up. And, in fact, you'll see on the blog post, courtesy of some recent kind words by Test Subject Siegel on Mac Break Weekly, just a few people decided they might want to try some Black Blood of the Earth. He apparently is getting orders well exceeding his 9-liter per day production capacity. So I am glad that I ordered when I did. And you may, if you wish to order some of this, find some delays. Just a word of warning. But if you go to funraniumlabs.com and click on the store link, you'll see that he sells, for a hefty premium, I might add, $40 for a 750-milliliter bottle, Black Blood of the Earth. It's cold.
Now, wait a minute. Now, how many cups of coffee did that
equal? Well, this is the thing. I have here, I ordered the 1050 milliliter test tube sampler for $50, and I have it right here. So this is a little bit more expensive. A couple of things. First of all, he is obviously a coffee fanatic. He says he's a diabetic, and so he couldn't add sugar to his coffee. So he was looking for a coffee that didn't have the same kind of acidity that regular brewed coffee does, because, you know, he couldn't add sugar, he couldn't add cream. So he found that by cold extracting it, you get about 70% less acid, you get all of the caffeine, and you get all of the oil, so you get all the flavor. And so I've purchased, as you can see,
some
vials.
Is that $50 worth, or is that like $100?
Yeah, that's $50 worth. Actually, one vial is missing because I drank some earlier today.
Right.
He does, by the way, it says, there's a warning right in the top here. It says, but in each of these is a single source bean. So this is the Malabar. I've got a Sumatra. This is the ET from Ethiopia.
You drink it? I mean, is that concentrate or that's the actual?
I guess it's a concentrate. It doesn't taste. I thought it might be syrupy or extra strong flavor. It's not. But there's an awful lot of caffeine. He says one 750 milliliter bottle has the same amount of caffeine as a month and a half of daily venti lattes from Starbucks. he says there's a warning label on this. It says consumption below 100 milliliters per day is highly recommended. Keep refrigerated. Please use all safe caffeine handling protocols. So these things are pretty potent. Now, two of these is 100 milliliters. So that's $10 worth of coffee. It's not cheap. But I will agree that the flavor is very smooth. You don't have the acidity. The taste is quite good. And because he's doing single bean, single source, you can really, try different flavors and get to know different kinds. And that's why I got the sampler, because I want to try the different kinds. Then I also bought, he also sells, because he is a scientist. He sells,
this man is a scientist.
He is a scientist.
Not a brewmaster.
He sells something called the 655 milliliter Funranium Labs Stein of Science. And I purchased, now these are not cheap. These are $250. Or actually, I think this is $230. But there's a reason why you might want a Stein of Science. This is a laboratory grade Dewar, is what they call it. It's a thermos. Now, thermos is a brand name. What a Dewar is the same idea. It's a vacuum bottle. So there's stainless steel outside, a vacuum bottle inside. And unlike the thermos that you buy in the store, which has maybe one-tenth of an atmosphere of a vacuum, it's not a very strong vacuum, this is a millionth of an atmosphere, 0.00000001 atmospheres. It's almost a perfect vacuum, which means you can keep things cold for days. Now, he uses this for beer. He says this is the ultimate beer stein. Your beer will stay cold forever. But I, if you don't mind, would like to try a little experiment right now. I have filled my FMJ Stein of Science with ice, cream, and I am now going to add, would you like me to try the Sumatra, the Ethiopia, or the Kona blend today? Or I could do a Kenya. Let me do the Kenya. I haven't had a Kenyan. So I am going to add to this Stein of Science.
So you have to drink the coffee cold also.
Well, he recommends it. He says you could warm this up. You could mix it with warm milk or whatever. But he does recommend that that you drink it cold. He said it's intended for cold consumption. Now, he just does this straight, right? I could just, Oh, that's quite delicious. That's quite delicious. Very smooth, and I will agree there's no acid. Zero acid in this. But I like my coffee with a little bit of cream. So I'm just going to pour that into the stein.
You're pouring this over ice cream now? Is that what you said?
No, it's cream and ice.
Oh, cream. Oh, cream.
Cream and ice. Yeah, okay. I'm going to just mix that up. And now I have in my Stein of Science hundreds of dollars worth of caffeine in my hand. Let me just take a little sip. This is really not meant for a left-hander. There's big bolts on that side. So I'll pretend I'm a righty here.
Right. What Leo doesn't know, these are ordinary Folgers crystals.
this Folgers is
that
good.
That we bought for 39 cents an ounce.
Mm.
Now, do you have someone to escort you home?
I don't need an escort. I'm going to run home.
I think you. I think you're going to be home in about 9
actually,
seconds.
That is actually quite delicious, I have to say. So it's not. It's funny. I expected something syrupy and thick, like a real concentrate. The only thing, really, I guess, it's concentrated in here is the flavor and the caffeine. But that's quite good. That's quite a delicious beverage. And we have now consumed the suggested limit of 100 milliliters.
For the day.
For the day.
The day.
So I just thought,
it's
about coffee.
Because I love coffee. I
do
will
too.
Check it out.
You're probably not as crazy as I am.
No, I am not.
But I have devoted an entire area of my workbench to coffee making apparatus. I still say the AeroPress, which you suggested, is the best way to get the full flavor out of coffee. And by the way, do not boil the water. They suggest 175 degree Fahrenheit. I found that 200 is a little bit, gives me a little bit more of what I'm looking for in a cup of coffee, but. Anyway, there it is.
It's about $5 a cup is what you're saying, right?
No, it's a little less if you get the bottle, but I got the sampler.
$4 is almost a Starbucks price, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mm. And then I did get the Stein of Science. It's a little pricey. It's probably only for people who are very, very serious about keeping
things cold. Have you noticed, though, that next time you walk into the dark part of the studio, look at a monitor because you actually glow green.
He makes these steins in several sizes. Now, I got the 350 milliliter rugged Stein of Science. But he also even go as high as 1,000 milliliters, which would probably be a little bit too much for most normal humans. That is a giant Stein of Science. Yeah.
And how much does that cost?
They're all $250.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted the 1,900 milliliter Stein of Science, that would cost you a little bit more. And they do make a 4,300 milliliter Stein of Science for those who want 4.3 liters of their favorite beverage. But I found that 350 milliliters was really quite enough for me. This is the rugged Stein of Science. And it is keeping this ice cold just that much longer.
Wow.
Yeah, this is for beer. It's really for beer drinking. In fact, if you read the story, he's really focused on beer drinking, although he says this makes a excellent way to administer chilled cocktails as well.
All right. Funranium Labs.
.com.
Nice.
That is good. Wow. Dribbling just a little bit there. I'm just so excited. Now,
yes,
it would behoove us, having concluded the turn the table turkey, to prepare to gird our loins for a trip down and up Manhattan's stride through the universe as we head straight towards that big brick building with the moss growing on the side and the big sign out front, the building that contains all the gadgets known to man. It is Dick DiBartolo's Gadget Warehouse!
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play. It is Gadget Warehouse.
Crashing. And now, here he is.
Crash and burn.
The gadget meister himself, Dickie D.
All right. So I went to the warehouse and I found my Hydra brush. Now you talk about weird.
What the heck is that?
Do you remember Hydra brush?
No.
I picked this as the weirdest.
Is it an electric
CES
toothbrush?
Gadget.
What is that?
Yes. It brushes all your teeth
at the same time?
At the same time.
No.
Yes, it brushes back and front, up and down, all at the same time. So,
how do you fit
it
in your mouth?
You know what? It just for laughs, I recharged it and brushed my teeth with it this morning. It's a lot to
you know what
deal with.
There are people in our chat room who use this.
Really? Okay. Now, are they using this because I did a little research, and it seems it has been redesigned. Now, the power head is the same because it has to brush all your teeth surfaces. But this is a big, bulky handle.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And evidently, they have totally
it's like holding a dolphin
redone
in your hand.
The handle.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's being sold now as the 30-second smart... Oh! There's a chat room. Yes, it's now called the 30-second smile.
They know about this.
Toothbrush.
Wow.
So
it only takes 30 seconds because it's brushing so much at a time.
Exactly.
Dick, show us how that works. Put that, stick that in your mouth.
Leo, let's just do that. Hang on a second. So you bite down here. We go that.
Oh, my. Oh, I see. It's doing the tops and the bottoms at the same time.
And the bottoms and the front and the back.
And the front and the back.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the thing is, it's very easy to do the sides, but when you come around the front and that curve,
yeah,
you really slow down because I like my teeth clean, but I would still like them to be in my mouth.
Right.
So I don't want to knock anything out. But I'm just amazed that so many people in the chat room are using this.
Well, one of our chatters, GS85739, says he hasn't had a cavity in 3 years.
All right. Also, it looks like it's come down to $60.
$60 is nothing.
It was over $100. Then they got it down to $99 because you know a lot of electronic toothbrushes are.
I spent $140. Yeah, I just spent $140 for my most. It has a little UV chamber that disinfects and everything like that. This is, and then you can enroll in your Brushes for Life program.
Oh.
Or as long as the company stays around, whichever comes first.
But here's...
Boy, I want to try this now. I'm excited.
All right, well, now you
maybe that's the caffeine talking, but I think this sounds great.
Get out your $60, pal. $59.99. I say get one.
Wow. So the idea is it brushes the front, the back, the top, and the bottom. So all you have to do is one pass, basically.
One pass. Uh-huh. Now, you do have to take it out of your mouth once and face it in the other direction for the other side of your teeth. I don't see how you could possibly get it
around without doing it. Yeah, because if you're using a Sonic Care, an Oral-B, it takes 2 minutes. 30 seconds per quadrant.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So this is one quarter of the time because it's doing four times as much.
Yeah.
If my math is correct.
Now, when you think about it, you're going, wait a minute, I'm saving 90 seconds twice a day. But if you like that idea, a lot of the people on the website, and I have no idea if the people on the website are friends of the guy who invented it.
No, I'm sure they're not.
It's like I took my mouth to a car wash.
I don't want to do that. Thank you. I don't want to do it. It has a professional tongue scraper that comes with it. Now, how much would you pay?
Now how much would you pay? Right.
You know, that didn't really catch on, the whole tongue scraping thing.
No, they thought that was going to be, and the other craze that didn't catch on was manscaping. It was 3 years ago where every company came out with a device to shave every single
nether regions. Well, the tongue scraper, I remember when I was working as a DJ in San Jose 30 years ago, this guy named Patur, I guess he was a dentist, had come up with a Patur tongue scraper, and we had to do ads for it.
Oh, my word.
And I just remember how embarrassed I was. But you don't, when you're a young DJ, you don't get another chance. You know, you got to do it.
Yes.
So apparently there are still people selling tongue scrapers. And in fact, you get one free. I am to buy this.
What is the recommended time to scrape your tongue?
I don't know.
And do you do top, bottom, and side?
You're asking the wrong guy. I don't know. So what do you think? Should I get one of these and try it out?
I think you should. Because I won't put this back in the warehouse, and then you can hold it up there, and we can.
This is a lot smaller. This is a lot smaller.
Yeah.
You know.
And I have an idea that the new one may actually take batteries, whereas this one was rechargeable. So that might have gotten the cost down a little bit by not having a charger in there, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. If you're spending, that's what.
You know what I love?
10 cups of coffee.
Free brushes for life. Shipping and handling. But that's what they say. You just pay shipping and handling, which is probably $80.
$79, yeah, because, right, you know, brushes are...
They don't
are
say what the shipping and handling are.
Right. But you know, Leo, they will be brought to you by a uniformed official of the United
States.
That's
true.
Government. Yeah. So think about that.
It's very tempting.
I think it's very tempting.
It's revolutionary.
Yeah.
It brushes. Yeah. So you're saying, let me see that again. Do that again.
Is it uncomfortable? When you come to the curve of the mouth, I would say yes. I slow down a lot because seriously, I didn't want to
bend your teeth, break anything. Yeah,
it's very easy to do the straight sides of the teeth.
GS 85739 says you get used to it fast.
Okay. Okay. And everybody feels their teeth is one that looks complicated.
I don't know. He says he hasn't had a cavity in years, so I don't know.
I think you should get it. Come on, $60.
But I just bought a great big Stein of Science. I don't need a toothbrush, too. Good Lord.
That's true. Well, you know, when your teeth fall out, you can put them in the Stein of Science. And they'll stay there as...
I have a Sonicare. I just switched from the Oral-B to the Sonicare. The Oral-B is just motion. The Sonicare has, you know, subsonic sound frequencies as well as motion. I like my Sonicare.
No, I use an Oral-B, too.
Yeah, well, I moved.
Oral-B is Sonic, right?
No, see, the Oral-B got bought by Braun.
Right.
And then Sonicare is something different. Now, that's, by the way, to tie this all together, the reason this black blood of the earth is better coffee, because it won't stain your teeth, because their low acidity does not etch your enamel.
Oh.
So this is a low tooth stain product. Philips owns the Sonicare. Braun owns the Oral-B.
Okay. So because you have the stain-free coffee, you're not getting...
I'm going to throw away my toothbrush.
Okay. Yeah, next time we have dinner together, why don't you sit to Talisa?
I'm going to scrape my tongue.
Let us move along to the portion of the show that you've all been waiting for. The Daily Gizwiz, Weekly Daily Gizwiz Letters Theme. I know you look forward to this. The most produced portion of the show. I now understand what kept Mikey Jackson moving. It was the black blood of the earth.
That's it.
Every time I drink this, I want to go, oh, oh.
Maybe you could become a spokes screamer for them.
Spokes screamer. All right, my friend, your letter.
A little letter, and then we're going to refer to what some people answered on my Gizwiz Asks on my website. A couple weeks ago, you said, well, you should still be asking people questions. So
I did. Oh, good.
We'll look at a couple of those.
A new feature on the show.
I'm sorry?
A new feature on the show.
A new feature, exactly. Dennis Poit, P-Y-O-T-T, Senior.
Yes.
Dick and Leo, being a naturally curious guy, when you brought up the website stayingaliveinc.com, I was interested what it really was. I did use Google's translation program. I had the site translated into English.
Oh, good. I can't wait.
This is what I found.
Yes.
Stay Alive, Inc. used to be an all-in-one life jacket. When you jumped overboard, the life jacket had pockets.
Right.
It also had your flares and your flashlight. But now when you go to Stay Alive, Inc., it comes up in Japanese, and it says at the top, always be of good cheer for royal jelly.
Okay.
Royal jelly is derived from bees that give older people the look and vigor they had in their youth. Then he said there are pink buttons, probably for various types of royal jelly, but they don't work. And then it says... How to drink. Oh, you should be doing this. How to drink royal jelly. Oh, but then it's not filled in. Side effects of royal jelly, nutrients of royal jelly, royal jelly and the anti-cancer effects.
I think, isn't royal jelly like a bee pollen or something like that?
Yes, yeah. I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. So anyway, it has nothing to do with life-saving.
So they just bought the domain, basically.
I see where you stay alive. I see what they're doing. In the U.S., with stay alive, you didn't lose your life by falling overboard without a life jacket. And now staying alive is eating bee pollen as royal jelly. And now, Leo, on my website, I asked people, what is your favorite gadget of the past 10 years? Oh, I'm going to ask you, Leo. My favorite of the past 10 years would be Slingbox.
Yes. Yes.
Strangely, my Slingbox stopped working. It was the very, very first Slingbox. And now when I say find my Slingbox, it goes, software needs to be upgraded. And then you go to the website and it says there are no upgrades for your Slingbox. So it just doesn't work anymore.
You need to get a new one. We'll get you one.
Well, you know what? With Netflix and streaming, it's not so important now. But that was my favorite. What's your favorite gadget of the past?
That's a good
one.
I would say probably my iPhone, although that's more because it's been around so long and it made such a significant change in how we think about phones. Remember how bad phones were before pre-iPhone. And the truth is, I don't use an iPhone right now. I really love my Samsung Galaxy Note. And I give the iPhone that pride of place because if it weren't for Apple and the iPhone, I don't know if smartphones would be so good. I do think that the Galaxy Note is absolutely my favorite phone that I've ever used and maybe my favorite gadget ever just because of the big screen. And it's so usable.
I am dying, hopefully, for that to come over to Verizon. There is a rumor that it's coming over under a different name.
They said that might be the Verizon Journal. If this came out with LTE on the Verizon, I would without hesitation say get it. It's not for everybody. You got to have a big hand. But I'm not going to say it's my favorite gadget ever because, this is just my current favorite phone. But I have to say that I would give, if I had to say what was the most important gadget of our time, it would be the iPhone for sure. Maybe the iPad, but again, the iPad, the iPad was a successor in some ways to the iPhone. So the iPhone was really what started it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I sent you a picture from Christine Miles, and now I have an idea that this might be from the manufacturers of Vita Ginger Vinyl.
This is the strangest thing I've ever seen.
I know. She says, my favorite gadget of the past 10 years is my KitchenAid coffee maker with speaker system. Ah, the amplified sounds of coffee brewing in the morning.
I think she's
Christine
joking.
Miles. So I have an idea that she's having us on.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Because I did check... And
you actually thought maybe there was such a thing?
You know what? Don't forget, I had the kitchen scale.
That's true.
Was an iPod docking station.
That's true. You've had many weird.
Yeah. And I figured, this is entirely possible. Jim Brooker said that HDTV for him was the best revolution.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd have to agree on that. And Blu-ray.
Tom Stiles, the tablet computer. He said, I love the cell phone, you could be in communication anywhere, but it was too small. But the tablet now solves that. A lot of iPod and iPod Touch, iPhone, a lot of iPhone, smartphone, satellite radio. That's another.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then one guy said the Ericsson, and I'm unfamiliar with this phone, Leo, the Ericsson R20M, a 520M. He said it's a world phone. I took it to Italy in 2006, put in a SIM card, saved gazillions talking with my husband back home. I still love the phone. I bought it in 2004 for $99. It cost $600 originally, but it still sells for hundreds of dollars on eBay.
This can't be it. That's the R520M.
That's it. Becky Williams said that.
Well, that just shows you gadgets are such a personal thing.
Yes.
That and she has great memories of this, I guess.
And, yeah.
And so that's why, it sends her. It's a pretty old school feature phone, I have to say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we have one Palm Pilot person.
Yeah, I'd have to include that. In fact, Murray on travel. Murray. Hey, Murray. Murray's a regular on our chat room. I'd have to say maybe if you're going to go that far back, my Scion 3A, boy, I loved that thing. And that was the precursor for all of the portable smart devices in my life. But I think really the iPhone in general is a category.
It changed the world.
It changed everything.
It changed the world. It brought in more companies into a whole new business.
Exactly.
There's probably as much money from the add-ons and the cases and the batteries that Apple makes. It's just amazing. It's an industry starter.
Well, and I'll show you this infographic. The app economy, apps, is worth billions and billions of dollars. There was an infographic on Mashable about the app economy, starting with the Simon. Remember that? Personal computer.
Oh, the Simon, yes.
Yeah, that was the first PDA, $900. The iPhone, 2007. The Apple App Store has 85% revenue share. A billion plus downloads.
Leo, 85% revenue share, the app designer gets the 85% or
no,
Apple
70-30, but 85% share of the market. The designer gets 70%.
Oh, my God.
But this is the stat that blows me away. According to TechNet, 466,000 jobs have been created making apps for Android and iPhone.
Wow.
Almost half a million jobs.
That's the current number of people at
Twit, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I did a third of those, yeah.
A third of those, yeah.
No, isn't that that is you got to say that is a significant impact. And best apps for saving money, what do we see right at the top? Gas Buddy.
Oh, is that a riot?
Look at that. So Mashable agrees with you. Gas Buddy right up there along with Yelp, Google Shopper, Mint.com and Grocery IQ, which is my favorite shopping list.
Grocery IQ?
Yeah, oh, I love Grocery IQ.
And what do they do there?
So Grocery IQ is Android and iPhone. It's free. You make shopping lists, but you can share them with other people. It goes across your phone and your web, so you can have grocery lists or shopping lists everywhere. It'll organize them by aisle, and then it'll look up if there are any coupons for any of the things you're going to buy, and it'll automatically find them for you.
Oh, you make it up for a specific store?
You could do it for specific stores if you want. Uh-huh. So if you know where the aisles are in a store, you can say, I'm going to be going to, Fairway. And so please set this up to tell me what order to go shopping, what aisles to go shopping. It's really kind of a cool program, I have to say. Yeah. Grocery IQ.
You know, Dennis just came down to remind me that, what was the name of your mug that you have?
The
you
Great Stein of Science.
Oh, okay.
It's
in the
doer.
Warehouse.
Wait a minute, I totally forgot.
I have the Stein Great of, Stein of Gertrude. Of Gertrude. Thank you, Dennis.
Oh, that Dennis. I love it. Maybe I should just write Gertrude on my Stein. That could be the name of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, my Great Stein. You know, I'm sad because there's no more black blood of the earth. It's all down. But the ice cubes are...
Get in there and hide the rest of those vials.
I need more! Give me more!
He's getting out a hypodermic...
No! No!
Mainlining him.
Coffee. Will it ever stop?
No.
Dickie
no.
D, this show is stopping right now.
Okay.
But I want to thank you. I hope you have more spring-like weather. Have you got the boat out of
well,
my dry
boat
dock?
Stays in year-round. I have a friend coming up in 2 weeks to give it a tune-up, and then I'll be out on the Hudson.
Woo-hah!
Dodging icebergs, most likely.
And floating bodies.
Shoveling snow. As Mother Nature continues to diddle with us.
Just remember, if you need gas, Jersey's over there.
Okay.
Dick DiBartolo is Mad Magazine's maddest writer. Please go to his website. You can answer that question. What was your favorite gadget of all time? Gizwiz.biz.
Yeah. Every month I'll do a question
that.
And we'll read some answers.
You'll find that right at the lower right. The Gizwiz asks you, what's your favorite gadget of the last 10 years? See, I guess I can't name the Scion because that's probably 20 years ago now.
That's okay.
But I agree with you. A lot of gadget guys say Slingbox. It's interesting how many people love that Slingbox. That really, for its time, transformed everything.
It did.
Yeah. But I
including time.
Including time. And by the way, I did order that AOC USB monitor, so I'll be getting mine.
I think you're going to like
it. Yeah. Well, I thought, you know what I would do is I'll set it up with my computer, and I'll just keep the chat room going on it. It'll be like the chat monitor.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because I want to always know what's going on. I care so much about what's going on in chat. I want to watch that day and night.
The chat room is just amazing.
I feel like they're my special friends that I've never met.
Yeah, and they're very funny. The chat room is very funny.
I love
that. And when we play games, they're very smart.
They are. You know, we should do another late night match game.
We should.
That was so much fun when you did that.
Yeah.
I really like that. While you're at gizwiz.biz, take a look at all the sections here, including Gizmos Ahoy, Boating with the Gizwiz, the Gizwiz Garb and the Gizwiz Garbage, and the What the Heck Is It contest. I finally figured it out. It's Knuckle Dusters for weak people.
Knuckle Dusters, okay.
Yeah.
I would copyright that name right away.
Knuckle Dusters. For weak people. And you could have win an autographed Mad magazine from that one. And then, of course, the Mad collectibles. Let's just see, what are you selling on your eBay sales right now?
Well, I'm just still selling Good
Days and
not Good Days
Bad.
And
no, that's your book.
No.
Here's Mad in Your Eye.
Here's Mad in Your Eye. It's called a trade paperback, and it was like a bonus thing that writers got. Bill did two of them a year. And what you did is you picked your favorite Mad material of all time. I think it's like 80 pages.
And it wouldn't have to be yours because you have a Don Martin cartoon on the front.
Well, so, that's because I wrote a lot of Don Martin stuff.
Okay. So is it all your stuff?
It's all my stuff.
Cool.
It's all my stuff. It's just that.
Well, that's a deal. We got to get the bids up. You've sold 14 of them.
That's a straight $20.
I
found the case.
Awesome. Yeah. That's actually a great deal. That's a collectible. Do you autograph it?
Oh, what are you kidding? I personalize it.
Folks, Dick's going to be dead someday, and you're going to be really glad you have this. I'm just telling you.
I'm not going to be dead because I'm going to take that coffee every day.
He's not getting any younger. He may be dead, but his corpse will be highly animated.
Yeah, exactly.
Get quick. Before Dick gets to the coffee, get your copy of Here's Bad in Your Eye, just $19.99. That is a good deal. You'll find that at his website as well, under the Mad Collectibles.
Well, thank you, sir. It'd be very kind of you.
Thank you.
I like it when you're drunk like this.
I'm drunk on power. I guess that's all to say, except that we do this show every Saturday right after the Tech Guy Show, around about 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Do turn in at 2 if you can live, because that's when Dick takes over and has some fun for a while and does some match game questions and things. And if you're in the chat room, you can have fun with Dick. But if you do miss the live broadcast, of course, we make it available as an audio or video download.
When did you start that? That's good.
Yeah.
That's a clever idea.
Someday we'll do the video. But first we got to get cameras. But once we do, you'll be able to watch and download it from twit.tv or wherever finer podcasts are distributed. Dickie D, I plan to be here next week with my coffee in hand. Maybe a new way of making it. I've ordered a special way of making it that is a cold brew method called the toddy.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll be reviewing that next week.
I'm gonna next time they do paving outside, I'm gonna get a bag of coffee from some Zabar's and try steamroller coffee.
Who needs a grinder? Dick, great to talk to you. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.